So I was beating my girlfriend with a stick yesterday and... Wait, what? That's horrible. You know what's worse, though? What? Talking to myself. This is the Drudge Report Report for the 15th of October, 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and you better put up or shut up. No girl of mine walks away. Yeah, that better be a slight shuffle and not a walk, woman. Yeah, you shuffle away, you kinky shuffler. An estimated 10,000 Muslims outside of the Google offices in London have gone batshit crazy over what they claim is an age of mockery over the so-called hateful and offensive anti-Islamic video. In essence, they want the video to be removed from YouTube, a subsidiary of Google. The real irony being that none of these people have actually seen the video, seeing as it's a fatal sin. But much like their religious affiliation, are basing claims on what they don't actually know is there. For all they know, the video doesn't even exist. But the kicker, the protest organizer, please insert generic Muslim name here that's probably a slight variation of the name Muhammad with different spelling, said, "This is not freedom of expression. There is a limit for that." Well, gee, good luck living with that contradiction. No, Julius, you don't understand. You can say anything you want, except anything. Although seeing as they've gotten this far in life without bacon, I don't blame their insanity. Live a little, will ya? You ever tried masturbating to Muhammad? There's the real definition of jihad. We all stood there in awe as she attempted to fit 5 dicks inside her. But for others, there was Felix Baumgartner's attempt to tandem fall more than 24 miles above the earth, making him the first human to break the sound barrier under his own weight. Millions watched online from his capsule's camera as he plummeted for more than 4 minutes, reaching a maximum speed measured at 834 miles per hour, or Mach 1.24. Supposedly, he decided to do the stunt to get away from his wife's complaining for attempting the stunt in the first place. Talk about an allegedly made-up catch-22. Insanity, driven by insanity. Turkey and Syria, you guys just need to get a room. Not literally, you'd probably attempt to kill each other. Turkey has increased its military presence along its 900-kilometre border with Syria, with both countries exchanging fire via the bombing and shelling of nearby villages. On Wednesday, Turkish jets forced down a Syrian Airlines flight from Moscow to Damascus, under the belief that it was carrying military equipment. Man, I'd hate to have a Turkish father. He'd probably check my bag for dope and syringes, even during the kindergarten years, constantly examining my pacifier for traces of LSD. In fact, Turkey has banned all Syrian flights over its territory as a result of the conundrum. Talk about escalation. Now the UN are drawing up plans for a 3,000-strong peacekeeping force in Syria to help dampen the madness. But I guess we've found our answer to population growth. Have people die under the name of peace. Oh, how ironic. Michelle Obama, you're about as sickening as your husband. She said in an interview last Friday that the US is midst of a huge recovery because of what this president has done. Let me tell you why she's perhaps the world's best liar. She claims that the US have been gaining jobs throughout Obama's entire presidency, which isn't difficult when you have a naturally growing population. In real terms, we've lost 4 million jobs since Obama's presidency, but she says that the stock market has doubled. I'm sure that means a whole lot to a middle class that barely owns stocks. In a period where the Wall Street manipulated market has become so irrational that Apple has become nothing more than a guided beacon of hope, despite dramatically falling performance and what I claim to be a bubble of, shit, there's nothing else out there to buy. She then goes on to say that housing prices are rising and foreclosure rates are lowering, an utterly meaningless statement and a blatant lie. And what exactly are you measuring the price of housing to? Those US dollars of yours that are rapidly depreciating in value? Everything in US dollars looks amazing when it's collapsing in real time. Shame on you, Michelle, you're a bigger shill than your husband. Either that or you're really stupid. But hey, you married the disgrace, so what can I say? Let's talk recovery, because I'm a little too cynical on this show. The largest 100 public pension funds have around $1.2 trillion of unfunded liabilities, about $300 billion above the nearly $900 billion they reported themselves, according to a new actuarial study to be released on Monday. When everyone is out of cash and are forced to work for Chinese wages, then the economy will finally prosper. I told you it was positive. The $1.2 trillion figure assumes a funding level of 67.8%, which is bad enough as it is. Talk about one of the world's greatest Ponzi's. This collapse is going to be spectacular. 2 teenagers were killed and 24 others were wounded across Chicago Saturday night through Sunday morning. As per usual in classic Chicago fashion, 15 of the victims were affiliated with gangs. I told you the 50s were coming back in style, except I don't quite remember Frank Sinatra being black. President Obama has weighed in on the feud between American Idol hosts Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. Yes, a little distraction for the ignorant American public can't hurt. He says that he has faith that they can work out their problems, although claims that Mariah Carey is his favorite of the two, but said that Nicki Minaj was on his iPod. The real question is, how many US jobs were lost during the duration of this interview? America's broadcast voice in Russia via Radio Liberty, a division of the US-funded Radio Free Europe, will soon be silenced following the passage of a Russian law prohibiting foreign-owned media outlets from broadcasting on AM frequencies. Better known as Radio Sovboda to locals, the station will cease its AM broadcasts after nearly 60 years on the airwaves. The broadcasting service fought communism from behind the Iron Curtain some many years ago, where its pro-America broadcasts provided an alternate source of news for Russians interested in a Western perspective. It's estimated that the station receives 150,000 listeners daily and will be making a transition to online to compensate, hoping that younger listeners will jump on board. I guess that means no more Jerry and Lewis for the drunk Russian couple, although I guess less Ryan Seacrest in our lives is always a positive. A convicted terrorist released from federal prison in December 2008 is scheduled to speak Tuesday night before the presidential debate at the same venue. Let's hope he does his job, as in he does a really good speaking. Man, I'm so suspect, you may as well call me a Democrat. According to new data released last week, the world stopped getting warmer almost 16 years ago, placing doubts over the true extent of global warming. In fact, sea ice in the Antarctic is actually increasing. You have hot periods, you have cold periods. It's called a freaking cycle. Get over it. Don't buy into the hype. Of course, courtesy of Al Gore, this podcast will be available in biodegradable form for an extra $2. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'm off to buy a small Cambodian child. I'm just kidding. Why on earth would I want a Cambodian? If it can barely speak English, then I may as well get someone who's Chinese. At least then, it saves me money on buying a calculator. This has been the Drudge Report Report for the 15th of October 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and I'm not actually racist. I hate all races equally. Don't get me started on those half-white, half-Asians. It's like Japanese payback for World War II. Only everyone loses out.